I grew up there in Sitka. I moved there when I was a kid, and all my formative years were there. And I started working in tourism, kind of a lot of, like a lot of local Sitka kids do. Like, started giving tours as a summer job when I was in high school. I went to college in Bellingham, and when I would come back, I would go back to working in tourism to make money. And it wasn't what I studied in school, but it turns out it's always available, right? So, like, I loved what I did, and I kept doing it more and more, and eventually it became the career. So I've been working in tourism in some capacity for like over 20 years now. And I'm like absolutely thrilled to be like coming home to take on this sort of role, to be like back in the field that I know and the field that I love in my hometown, like working for like meaningful change and progress in like a community that means so much to me. So I'm thrilled about it.
Okay, so you've had a few months on the job. How's it going so far?
I love it so far, like very legitimately, even though I haven't been in town for about 10 years. I visit frequently, lots of friends, lots of family. And just because I've just always been generally interested, I've always kind of kept an eye on the tourism industry in Sitka, because it's just a topic that interests me. The fact that this position is new, and like myself and even, my peers and supervisors at the city were kind of building it as we go along. There's a lot to it that is sort of taking temperature of the industry right now and then kind of figuring out what we're going to do and what I'm going to do specifically. But that's a lot of fun for me, kind of building a position that is beneficial to the community.
Yeah, so it sounds like this position is still a little bit in development, but so what is your vision for your role and just your vision of tourism here in Sitka?
And if I were to give you like the politician's answer, I would say that like the goal is to take the state of the industry, and we as a community need to like maximize the benefits of the tourism industry while also minimizing the impacts of it, right? It's an integral part of our economy. It's an integral part of our little hometown flair. But that doesn't change the fact that, everyone needs to live here, like including myself, right? So the industry has to work for us. And again, that's the 10,000 foot scope view of that. And then sort of the playing the puzzle of my job is trying to figure out how we do that, right? So what are the benefits? What are the benefits that are the most impactful? What can we achieve short term, long term? And then, there's always an equal and opposite reaction, right? So what are the things that aren't worth the cost? What are the things that are? And then also just kind of down to like daily details too. Like one of the very first things I did when I started within my first few weeks was had have the conversation about Lincoln Street, and if we're going to be closing it this season, right? So like even down to like kind of like daily operation things.
So in this role, how do you decide, I guess, what or who is a priority?
It is a lot of taking stock of the state of the industry, which I don't need to explain to you or anybody else, has undergone a rather dramatic change in the last 3 years, compared to any other year we've ever had. So the priority is a holistic one, right? Like, what are the things in our control right now? What are the things in our control next season, 5 years from now, right? And then how can we build a project or like initiatives of any kind to shape that industry into what we need it to be. I kind of view it as a blank canvas right now because of the such like the such a boom recently. Now we have effectively it's a familiar industry in a whole new way, right? So what are we going to do with it? So it's kind of like kind of go focus back on your question again. What's a priority is taking community feedback, industry feedback, kind of any feedback I can get, and finding commonalities about what people in Sitka want, and then just working towards that, right? Because ultimately, like, I work for everybody, and I'm trying to get like find level ground for everyone to benefit here.
Yeah, and so you talk about this feedback. I mean, tourism is a really complicated, contentious issue here in Sitka, it seems. I've only been here for 10 months. What are you hearing from stakeholders?
First of all, there's a lot of push on the infrastructure. And not necessarily, that's not meaning like physical city infrastructure. I mean that again, kind of in like a holistic sense of even tour operators, right? There's so many more visitors than there were pre-COVID that like even operators are feeling like we wish we could sell more. There's people who are trying, there's guests who are trying to go on excursions who like things are sold out. And then, you know, it's like pushing on people like, do I buy more vans or more buses or do I start another branch of my company? Do I offer more excursions? Will that That's more insurance, more staff, right? So it creates a lot of opportunity, but also puts a lot of cost on that. And that's again one of those balancing points. And then of course there's just general community members. Like it's a tough 5 months if you don't work in the industry. Like there's a lot of people in town and there's more traffic and there's just things to consider. So part of my role is trying to build just information tools, even if it's just as easy as a dashboard so people can check and see like, oh, what's the status of town today? Like maybe I should do my grocery shopping later in the day or do my errands tomorrow or something along those lines. Just get information out there, right? But the again, I'm kind of off on a tangent here, Hope. I'm sorry. What I'm hearing the most is like we need to be cognizant of how many people are where at a certain time. And then also that we, like the city and me specifically, needs to be more communicative about the state of the industry, and how that affects everyone in town.
I guess my final thing is there anything else I should have asked you or you'd like to share about this role or about this upcoming season?
Once I'm in town and settled and kind of, you know, like in my role, I understand that tourism is a very important topic for a lot of people. So you can expect me to have like public office hours available moving forward because I want to be that sort of liaison between the tourism industry and anyone in Sitka who wants to talk about it. So I'm going to have that set up and it'll be on a weekly basis and just anyone can put time on my calendar and come talk to me about anything they want. So that's something that I'm going to work toward is kind of keeping an open line of communication with anybody. And then once I'm a little bit more settled here in the role, I do have some what I think are good ideas about sort of focusing on regenerative and off-season tourism because another sort of misconception that I kind of want to get ahead of is that my role is strictly cruise tourism, and it's not, right? It's tourism in general, and I think Sitka could benefit from sort of smaller scale, more consistent off-season tourism. So I've got a lot of plans on how to sort of work on that, sort of build some slow season visitor interest.